simple case of unrequited love, you might call it, and yet to Edward Jones, the matter was anything but simple. Vicky cared nothing at all for him. That was painfully clear. But life was not worth living for Eddie unless somehow he could be near her. And so he devised a remarkable, if slightly cockeyed, plan to satisfy them both. Eddie would break into Vicky's house and live there, without her knowing it. Impossible, you say? Well, wait till you hear the rest of the story. It was all carefully conceived. For months, Eddie Jones drew maps of the old building, and then one dark December night, about 2 weeks before Christmas, Eddie crept through a garden to the unlocked window and climbed through into Vicky's home. Not a creature was stirring. Eddie inched his way through the gloom from room to room. Everything was precisely in its place. There were large storage closets where he would not likely be discovered. He could sleep there during the day and then emerge at night to eat, to walk about, and if nothing more, just to be near his beloved, just to be near her. Still in the dead of night, Eddie tiptoed through one doorway. There across the room, in the all but darkness, he spied Vicky's chair, her favorite chair. Delighted, the young man walked up to it and sat down. A thrill rushed through him. In all his life, he realized, this may be as close to oneness with her as he would ever get. Clasping the arms of the chair, Eddie imagined Vicky's hands resting gently upon his. Timeless time passed. When Vicky awakened the next morning, everything was in its place, not the slightest suggestion of what had happened the night before, nor of what was happening at that very moment. For sound asleep in a closet was Eddie, as he was to remain until the following night. Well, this incredible game continued for 3 days and three nights. And I guess it might have gone on indefinitely, except that sometime near dawn on the fourth day, somebody in the household heard a noise, went to investigate, and saw what appeared a fleeting shadow in a hall. Within the hour, police took Eddie away. And that ought to have been that. But each time that Eddie was set free after a period of incarceration for his bizarre crime, he would commit the same crime all over again. He would sneak into Vicky's house, and he would live there undetected until his discovery and recapture. And finally, in the spring of 1841, Vicky had had enough. And that is when she put spiked railings atop the walls surrounding her home. And you can see those spiked railings there to this day. A curious monument to the persistent devotion of Edward Jones. Should you travel to London, you will see those formidable barriers, but you will not, as others may, envision the threat of assassins or thieves. No, you will recall how it began. You will recall the real why of those spiked railings. You will recall that once upon a time, in Buckingham Palace, there lived a queen named Victoria who was loved by all her subjects and yet by one in particular, the adoring nighttime occupant of Victoria's very throne, Eddie Jones, age 15. And now you know the rest of the story.